Simon Cowell have a history of making the most successful singers or groups, but there was one group that wasn't the most successful, and that was Girl Thing. Today I'm going to be discussing their history, what happened, and where they are now today. And before going forward, we have to look back. In 1998, Simon Cowell, having previously turned out the Spice Girls, decided to form his own girl group. Girl Thing's debut single, Last One Standing, ran and produced by the Steelworks production team of Tim Lever, Mike Percy, and Elliot Kennedy. Last One Standing received major promotion and media attention and was expected to chop the UK singles chart with ease. Record company executives funneled huge amounts of money into the promotional campaign, including an appearance at the top of the Eiffel Tower. Girl Thing even pre-recorded their congratulatory interview with BBC Radio 1. However, the song ended up only charting at number 8. It also made the Australia Top 20, where it achieved gold certification. Lizzie Martin co-wrote the song Bows for Eric Carr with Halls and Curtly that featured on his second album, which went on to sell 3 million copies in 2000. Then they released Girls on Top, their second single, which was a total failure, reaching number 25. The album release was canceled in the UK, but it was still released in Australia, New Zealand, India, and Japan. The band also recorded songs Young, Free, and Happy, Extraordinary Love, Summer Days, If That's What It Takes, Last Goodbye, and You Can Run But You Can't Hide. The band also recorded Pure and Simple before it was given to Hearsay, the winners of ITV's Pop Stars. Their success was minor and short-lived. They sold 2 million records worldwide before disbanding in 2001. They even had a strict no boyfriend rule, until one of the members broke it. In December 2013, the band reformed to take part in the second series of ITV2's The Big Reunion, and performed a one-off concert in March 2014. As the group prepared to reunite for the ITV show, more than a decade after they went their separate ways, Nikki Stewart recalls the moment bandmates Jody Albert, Michelle Barbar, and Nika Bastelar and Lizzie Martin discovered she was secretly dating one of their record producers. Fighting back tears, she admitted the discovery, a card and a homemade CD from Martin, the man who would eventually become her husband, led to a violent confrontation that left her curled up on the floor, while the two of the band members kicked and punched her. "I thought, why was this happening to me?" End quote. She told the show, "I just want to be on stage singing." Things started brightly for Girl Talk after the record company executives funneled huge amounts of money into the promotional campaign. So where are the members now? Jody appeared on the Channel 4 soap opera Hollyoaks as Debbie Dean, before joining the short-lived girl group Wonderland. Then she married Westside singer Kian Egan in 2009, who she has 3 sons. Michelle Barber worked as a presenter on Nickelodeon, and Nico Bastelar released a single called King of the Dance Floor under the name Kiana in July 2007. She passed the audition in the Dutch Flemish TV program KZ Zoek K3, but she did not qualify for the live shows. In 2016, Anika created a Dutch girl group called Hello August. Hello August released their debut single One Chick in January 2018. Nicola Harrington made occasional appearances on the ITV program Lorraine. In 2014, Lindsay auditioned for The X Factor, but failed to get through to boot camp. So, they could have some success, but due to ongoing tensions and failed debut album, it took a major hit on their popularity. They could have been more popular next to the Spice Girls throughout those past years. Thank you. Alright guys, that's all I got for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am not going to be uploading for Thanksgiving week because I'm going to be spending time with family. But this is the last episode before I go off. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'll see you in the next one.